Fridays are awesome, and this is our penultimate Friday of the school year. We'll be back next week. First up today on CNN Student News, a Veterans Affairs scandal gets bigger. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has the job of giving medical care and government benefits to people who've served in the military. It has a network of hospitals nationwide. Dozens of them are under investigation. The problem? Veterans have had to wait, sometimes indefinitely, to see a doctor when they needed to. At a VA hospital in Arizona, a source told CNN that around 40 patients died waiting. A report released this week found that 1,700 veterans waiting to see a doctor didn't get an appointment, and they were never put on a waiting list. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki calls the report reprehensible and says he's not waiting to set things right. But the Obama administration is taking heat over this. Republicans and Democrats are calling for Shinseki to resign. Athletes, coaches, and doctors were in Washington, D.C. yesterday. President Obama was holding the first White House Healthy Kids and Safe Sports Concussion Summit. He was introduced by a teenage soccer star whose multiple concussions eventually took a toll on her athletic and academic performance. So the goal of the summit is to find new ways to figure out how serious head injuries are, when they happen, and how to treat them more effectively in the days ahead. The president said that sports are vital to the country, that they're fundamental to American culture. But because he says there are no solid numbers on how often concussions happen in football and other contact sports, better research, better equipment, and better methods of addressing head injuries are needed.